the way to do it in style. Yeah.
Incredible. Pat Holman, he could have had another four or five tonight.
Yeah. Patrick McIlhenny really was, really extremely creative, and all the players played. Michael Duffy and John getting two goals was brilliant, and Dylan Connolly when he came on was really accurate with his crossing, and so we created a lot of chances.
It's been an incredible season. You think back to 8 clean sheets, obviously after the Waterford game you went on that amazing run. What was it that night in the RSC? I know you said you just had a chat among yourselves, but was there anything that came out of that that sort of sparked that run that just went on?
Well, I think the need to get to support each other, you know, the need to not turn on each other because we had a defeat, and the need to fight for each other regardless, and show that sense of team in every single day of the week.
Yeah. You brought in a lot of new players, the likes of Dan Cleary, even last year, Michael Duffy, Sean Hoare, Jimmy McGrath. How important is this for them now if they've had a
place? All their first medals, you know, and they should be very proud of themselves because they've applied themselves brilliantly, and they followed in the footsteps of some great players, and they proved that they're well on their way to being that way, you know, in the vein of anyone.
He's have another trophy to win. He's talking to Gary Rogers. It's business as usual. He's in for recovery tomorrow. There's no taking out of the prize now.
We've got to get ready for Bohemians next week and then the final, and we've got to it's a big day, so hopefully we do all right.
Can I just ask you, Stephen, and just very quickly, what's your feeling? Like, I mean, I know you won the league a couple of weeks ago. Your speech tonight was inspirational, I have to say, to the crowd. You really got them going. I was talking to some of your players.
Well, it wasn't very prepared.
Well, I thought it was inspirational.
Obama-esque.
I thought it was Ferguson-esque. I thought it was very inspirational the way you got the crowd going. And, you know, it's been, what a season it's been.
Yeah, listen, you know, it's been a great effort. Like, everyone around the club, everyone connected to the Dundalk Football Club worked so hard, and you know, it's we couldn't have envisaged winning in the manner that we have, but you know, by so many points we never dreamt we would do that, but thankfully it's gone the way gone that way.
If somebody was to ask what was the turning point in the season, my turning point was Waterford. The away game when you were beaten 2-1.
Yeah.
Everything went so well from then. I know you lost Stephen O'Donnell, that was a huge loss. But the team just got down to the, they just stuck to their task and knew what they had to do without the skipper.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, you know, it's been a great season, and we want to have a good finale in the Aviva.
And the cup final in 2 weeks' time, you must be very hopeful.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Thanks very much.